Fred Film Radio from Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Carolina Mancini from the 15th edition of the Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice International Film Festival. I welcome you to day 6, September 8th, of the Venice Production Bridge, which is the industry side of the Venice International Film Festival. And this morning I'm joined by the director of Venice Production Bridge, Pascal Dio. Good morning and welcome, Pascal.
Good morning, Carolina. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for joining us. So today is the second day of the first edition of the Venice Production Bridge Location Market, which kicked off yesterday and will wrap up today. So what's going on today on the third floor of the Hotel Excelsior and in the other venues?
Apart from this, which is a very important day for them, we will have also Final Cut in Venice one-to-one meetings, which are important. And then, at the end of the day, we will have, the Final Cut in Venice award ceremony, which will start at 5 o'clock in the Spazio Incontri at the Excelsior Hotel, and which will award, of course, some of the 6 yes. selected work in progress, which have been screened over the last 2 days, and we will see, because all the partners who will be there, and I know that Alessandra especially spoke about it,
yes,
will do a lot of things.
So many partners, more partners than projects, so there will be a lot of awards.
It has always been the case. It's important, because what is interesting is that in that case, each awarded project is finally gathering between 2 to 4 partners' prices. So it's very interesting for them, because suddenly they don't have just one prices, but 3 or 4, which are of course complementary to each other. So it gives a real help for them to complete their post-production.
So good luck to all the 6 projects of the Final yes. Cut in Venice. And going a little bit back on the location marketplace, there will be a panel at 11, behind every location, it's people, remote scouting.
Absolutely, because it's important that now, you know, the production is changing. Producers are more and more using virtual productions. And sometimes you have special organization who are helping producers and scout location manager to see and without automatically going to each country, they are proposing already some interesting sites or whatever, so that they can make a first choice, if I could say so, and to limit their transportation to a very located and specific thing. So it's a gain of time, a gain of money automatically for everyone. And this panel will be showing how scout location and producers can gain time and money.
And also maybe this remote work can coexist with the work of the film commissions, with our protagonists, no, of this market.
Totally, because it's just a kind to facilitate the preparation. Because if they have been, the producer have already been together with the production manager, able to visualize where they will shoot, then it's easier, because even the director will know in advance where he can put his camera and so on for everyone, for the setting director, he will know how to do and so on and so on. So it's really a very important step for them to achieve.
Good. And going on, there's another very important highlight today, another important pillar of the Venice Production Bridge, which which is the annual seminar on gender equality and inclusivity in the film industry.
Yes, we are doing it now every year because it's important to address the industry professional, how it goes with the gender equality and the inclusivity. And we are always doing it together with Eurimage and also a specific association, which is Women in Film, Television and Media Italy. And so it's not only numbers and figures that we are giving and so on. It's also discussing how things are improving, are changing, and so on. And you have keynote speeches which are delivered by the, for instance, by the managing director of La Biennale, Andrea Del Mercato, as well as the deputy executive director of Eurimage, Enrico Vannucci, and Rossella Godio, who is in charge of the, which is working in the Italian Ministry of Culture. So it's important to do this. I know it's very followed by, of course, the trade magazine, the press and everything, but not only. It's a important rendezvous for the VPB and for the industry.
There's been a little discussion this year on the selection, no? On the scarce presence of women in the festival selection. So this panel gets even more important, I think. So I think that's it for today. Thank you very much, Pascal.
Thank you, Carolina.
Enjoy your sixth Venice Production Bridge Day. For the complete program of today, you can check the veniceproductionbridge.org website and follow us on Fred for the interviews with the protagonists of the market. This is Carolina Mancini from the 15th Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice Film Festival, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.